topic is Yarmulke. How strong is your faith this morning to believe that you know that you know? This is our day to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is what every Christian holds on to in your heart, in your faith. Every hope to be with our loved ones again comes from Jesus. Every hope, every dream for tomorrow comes in the name of Jesus. This is absolutely a beautiful day for all believers all over the world. Now, that's right. That's good to hear you. We want to welcome our friends here today. If you've never been here before, we try to make this day a celebration each and every Sunday. We try to bring the Word of God and make it alive in here. We preach every Sunday that the Word of God should touch everybody here. No matter what we're reading, it should touch you because God is reaching for you. So let's give God all we have today. Put your hand in the hand of the Lord. Reach out and take His hand today. He's reaching out for you. Hallelujah.
Every time.
came to stand in the gap for us. We have nothing but love for him this morning. You need to love one another as he has loved us. That's what the Bible says. Forgive each other's trespasses as he's forgiven you. Love one another. Raise each other up. Bring everybody together. That's God's way. When we do it God's way, we all get healed. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that what we should want for all of us? All of our life. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, calling all of us to love one another. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I'm not afraid to say, Hector, I love you. Good to see you, my brother. We missed you last week. Just want you to know, we knew you weren't here, okay? Bless this country each and every day. Spirit of God fill you this morning as Joanne brings us into church, and we have a blessed day talking about Jesus, talking about our God, and talking about the promises that are for us from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Elevation this morning in our house. We want to welcome our friends and those of you maybe first time in our church. This is your church now because you're with us. You're part of our family because you've come and entered. We're all family in Christ. Amen. Brothers, sisters, neighbors, relatives, we're all here today to celebrate the greatest day for all Christians. But you know, every day is a great day for Christians because we have Jesus every day, all day long, to tell others about him, to read his word together, or just express some kindness or forgiveness the way Jesus would call us to do. Isn't that beautiful that we serve a God like that, such a loving God? Let's stand up and pray together this morning as we do each and every Sunday morning. Pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Be seated and just enjoy the church today. Enjoy reading with me, or and just Thank you for being here. I am humbled as your pastor this morning. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to do the responsive reading. It's in your bulletin if you want to read. Marilyn puts this one in every month. Thank you, Marilyn. Marilyn's one. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people.
For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Do you believe that? I mean, do you really? Have you got there yet? Because it's true. The stone which the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity.
Hallelujah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord.
God is the Lord. He has given us light. Find a sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar.
You are my God. You are my God. And I will praise you. You are my God. I will exalt you.
We'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever.
How long?
Forever.
That's pretty good for me. That's a promise I can hold on to. Amen. That's a promise I can keep because it comes from God. Anybody ever have promised you something that didn't keep their promise like this? We can all say yes. But God always keeps his promises. That's what we believe for. This book tells us all we need to believe. There's so many wonderful books to read to understand the Bible. So many books by so many great writers. And they're good food for you. They're good to get into. But when you get into this book, this is really the meal. This is the main course that changes your life. When you let the Spirit move you, it changes your life. You cannot be the same person you were 10 minutes ago when you let God move you. Amen. We all have those. God knows he created you. He knows exactly who you are, but he knows how great you can be, and your eyes haven't seen that yet. You just need to see how great God thinks you can be and how much he wants to lift you up. And when you let God, and listen to this, when you let God lift you up, let me tell you, it's so high people can't touch it. When God lifts you up, nobody can touch you. Everybody wants to know how you got what you had, how you received what you did, how did you earn what you do. And when you say, God gave it to me, you just gotta see how powerful that is. No man can take away from you what God blesses you with. And God has blessed us bountifully. I said last Sunday, if you just close your ears off to all the noise and saw how beautiful this country is and how many people are being blessed here, how many people are receiving blessings for playing a game, for acting in a movie, for being on TV, all these beautiful blessings here. And even more than that, when you look at this country and you see Genesis, you go back and read Genesis, you see the beauty of Genesis. He created the trees. He created the flowers. He created the grass. He created the animals. He created, and when you look and see what God is blessing here for us, you see in less than 250 years, anybody think that's a long time? I tell you, last week we met a woman that was 102 years old. 102, in less than 250 years. Look what God is blessing here. Now, are we perfect? Of course not. Does anybody feel like they're perfect today? Of course not. But what God is blessing, we need to see these blessings, and we need to thank him for these blessings of all that we have. All that we have, because God wants to give you, you ready? More. How many want more? Tell the truth. Then God wants to give you more. So thank him for all that he has blessed us with. See it in God's eyes and see what God can do in your life when you let him lead you, when you let him show you the beauty that is God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Yes, praise him. We said last week when we were reading about Luke, when he was making the grand entry into Jerusalem, what did he tell the Pharisees? The Pharisees said, Jesus, tell these people to be quiet. They're making too much noise. What did he say? If these people stop praising me, the stones are going to start calling out. And we said last week, we don't want the stones to call. I don't want these walls to praise God. I want me. I want you. I want us to praise the Lord. I want God in heaven and all the angels to hear his children praising him. And we are his children. Can I have an amen? You are God's children. Say that with me. I am God's children. Hallelujah. Everything we hope for, every belief that you have, every bit of faith. I want to see my mother again. I want to see my father again. The only where I can go to get that is Jesus. The only place I can find to know that is Jesus. Nobody else has promised me that. What separates us from any other faith? Our hearts are full. Hello, Brother Bernie. Say hi to Bernie. Our hearts are full. We've got salvation. Why are we fighting? There's no need to fight. We have all we're going to need, our all in all, to be joined with our Lord. We have so many blessings, yet sometimes we look for something else to argue about, something else to talk about, when all these blessings are all around us and we're not grabbing onto them. Satan's defeated. This is where the church is supposed to make a lot of noise. Satan's defeated. I don't care what religion you go to. I don't care what Satan's defeated. I don't care where you go, because that's the message. Satan is defeated. He thought he won. How many know you understand? He thought he won, Deacon Sergio. He thought, I got him. He's going on that cross. He's going to die. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. And the second Jesus passed from there, he realized, what did I just do? Because now he stole everything. He even conquered death. And who did he do it for? Us. He didn't do it for him. He did it for us. Hallelujah. Satan defeated. Thought he had won. Can you imagine? I don't want to. Can you imagine what he was feeling? You know, the liar, the father of all lies, looking upon Jesus, thinking that he won, and 2 seconds later, realizing everything is gone. Everything's done. What did Jesus say? What did he say? It is what? Finished. For us. He did it for us. He didn't have to do it for him, Sandy. He didn't have, he was God. But he did it for us. He came to set us free, to pay the price. We have Jesus. He's our all in all. Can you say that with me? He's our all in all. I don't care where you go to church. That's what it should be saying. Jesus is your all in all. Listen to what Jesus said. John 14:6. Are you ready? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. How many come? No one comes to the Father except through who? Jesus. Now, you know that's a stumbling block for some people. Well, there must be another way. I don't believe that, just one way. That's what they say, Deacon. There must be another way. I said, well, if you think you can find another way, God bless you. I don't need to look for another way. I found the way. Well, you say, listen, you either love him or you reject him. The Bible says, he says, you're either with me or you're against me. You're either joining me or you're spreading and spreading love or you're not. Jesus said those words. But you see, he just, oh, hallelujah. I just love that. He's just filling my heart with so much I can't stop. But he loves you. He does. He loves you that way. He loves you. He's always loved you that way. He is the way. Why would you seek another if there was a way? Once you have Jesus, you don't need anything else. So what would be your reason to fight that? Why would you do that? I don't understand. I admit, I don't know everything about this book. I don't know every explanation. I don't know what every word means. But I know that I love him with all my heart. And I know I love talking about him. And I love sharing him with you. Because I want you to be full. That your joy may be full. That you know that you know that you feel like something special is happening inside of you. But I love him so much. Why would anybody say, I think there's another way? You see, that doesn't make any sense to me. If there's another way, then God bless you if you're looking for it. But someday you're going to have a choice whether to accept it or not. That's the only choice you're going to have someday. And I choose to do it now because I want blessings now. Is that selfish? No, because God said, ready? He will bless me. Blessed are those who believe in him. Hallelujah. I'm going to thank you for that. Who said amen? Thank you. Who said that? Thank you for that. Hallelujah. And he went through the cities and villages. This is in the book of Luke, 13:22. You want to write that down? You can read it later. I'll read it for you. He went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us, and he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank, ready for this, in your presence, and you taught us in your streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Narrow is the gate. Does anybody ever, you hear that and say, quite understand what it means, that narrow is the gate? Here's the answer. There's one way. How many ways? And what's the way? Jesus. That's why narrow is the gate. And that's the stumbling block for a lot of people. They can't accept that that's the only way. They don't. He said, read what Jesus said. And I'll explain it. He said, they will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence. Sure, maybe they went to church. Maybe they went to a church. Maybe they had a Bible in their house. Maybe somebody talked about God. Maybe they talked about in His presence. But they never did one special thing. They never accepted Him into their heart. They never let Him in. They never opened their heart to God. All they did was eat in His presence. And He taught them in their streets. And you can look up and down the street. There's churches all up and down the street. Praise God that we can still have that. Amen. A church is up and down the street, and they're all talking about God. Amen. But the people are hearing it, and they're preaching in the streets, but are they receiving it? Do they want to receive it? Do they want to go to church? They don't understand. Oh, I don't need to go to church. Okay, you don't need to go. But you're losing out on the fellowship. You're losing it out on companions and friends, people who will lift you up. There's so much to be in church for. To everybody knows your name. I know that's an old song, but it's true. When you go to the same church and people come in and they say, hi, Bernie, when he walks in, that's because we're family. That's because we rejoice when we see somebody. When I say to Hector, we missed you last week, that's because he wasn't here. And we weren't mad at him. We understand people have a life, and that was good. But we missed him when he wasn't here. That's what church is all about. If somebody's sick, we call and we pray with them. We lift them up. We pray and we keep them up. We keep their hopes up. That's what church is all about. But narrow is the gate, simply meaning there's only one way through the gate, and that is Jesus. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
How many know Jesus came to heal the sick, right? Say that. He came to heal the sick. He came to heal the sinners. The people that were sinning. Did you ever read the book? When you read the book, what did he have? What did he have for those people? Compassion. Did you ever read anywhere, Sergio, where he was mad at a sinner? No, right? He never was mad and upset at somebody who was sinning. He told them there's a better way. What did he tell the adulterous woman? Go and sin no more. Did he yell at her? No. He had compassion. He had forgiveness with him. He was walking around with a whole armful of forgiveness. But there were, however, and I was mentioning this to some people earlier, there were, however, some people in the Bible who Jesus may have been a little more stern with, if I can say it that way, who had a word for them that wasn't so kind and wasn't so forgiving. Anybody want to guess who they were? The money changers, that's right. The people in the church, the Pharisees, the elders of the church, the scribes. You all know who scribes were. If you don't, the scribes had a job. This was their job. They took the Bible because they didn't have printing presses back then. Sorry. They didn't have cars. They didn't have airplanes. They didn't have motorboats. They didn't have printing presses. So the scribe had to do with a pencil, a pen, and sit there and copy each letter of the Bible. He had to write the Bible. He had to make sure he write every little comma, every little, everything had to be, are you ready? Perfect. And that was their job, Greggy. They had to write it all out, and it had to be, so they knew the Bible probably better than a lot of other people because they kept writing. They kept writing it on scrolls. So they should know the Bible, amen? The Pharisees should have known the Bible because they were the teachers. They were in the synagogues, and they were the ones telling people about God. God the Father, and they were walking around high, and they were walking around very proud. And the Bible says, sitting in the best places. Hallelujah. But if you go back to the book of Matthew, and I'm going to take you back. You don't have to. I'll give you where I'm reading if you want to read. But I just want to read some things for you. When Jesus met the people who should have known him. This is amazing. The people who knew the scriptures better than anybody, who were preaching about the scriptures. They went into the churches back then to hear about God, to learn about God. And they met these people and they thought, well, they know about God because they're teaching me. They should have known him in the second that they saw him. Hallelujah. 12:22. I'll start with that one. Then one person was brought to Jesus, who was demon-possessed, blind and mute. And Jesus healed him so that the blind mute man both spoke and saw. How about, isn't that a miracle? And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Are you ready? Now when the Pharisees heard of it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. He's calling Jesus the devil. The Pharisee is seeing a man doing miracles, healing somebody, and he's calling him who? The devil. But Jesus knew their thoughts, and listen to what he said. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Will what? Not stand. He said, if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, listen to what he says here. Jesus is saying, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? He's asking them, if I'm the devil and you're doing what I'm telling, what God has told you to do, who's casting them out for you? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Hallelujah. And he said, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. He's talking to the Pharisees. He's giving them a lecture. I love it. I'm going to go to Matthew 13:53. Listen to this. Listen to how he talks to them. Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these parables that he departed from there. When he had come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue so that they were astonished. They were what? They were astonished and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they all not with us? And they said, where did this man get all these things? Let's pray for that, where they're going. Hallelujah, that they get there in a hurry. Thank you, Lord, for healing even now, Father. Thank you, Lord. We pray for them. So then, are you ready? These are the people in the church, the people who should have known. Listen to what. So then they were offended by God. Can you imagine that? So they were offended because they thought they knew who he was from. They knew his mother and his sister. First they were astonished when God was talking with the wisdom and the mighty works. But when they realized where he came from, what were they? Offended. So they were offended at him, but Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. Now he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. Hallelujah. 15. Then the scribes and Pharisees, the who were from Jerusalem, came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. And Jesus answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father and mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift of God, then a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or mother. He said, thus you have made the commandment of God to no effect by your traditions. Listen to what he says. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you. And this is what he says. He's talking to the Pharisees now. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as a doctrine the commandments of men. Those are the people that are going to be knocking at the door saying, Lord, we ate with you. Lord, we taught with you. And these are the people that honor him with their lips, but their heart is far from him. I'm going to read one more. Matthew 16. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees, the who? They came and they were testing him. Asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. And he calls them a wicked and adulterous generation, seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and he departed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The ones that should have known him, the ones that should have believed, the ones that should have been sharing that word were not sharing. The ones that should have been teaching it were not teaching it. The ones that should have called out as soon as they saw him were not doing it. They were teaching their own traditions, their own ways. They were teaching man's ways instead of teaching what we're teaching today. There's only how many ways? One way. And it's Jesus. And you love him. You take him into your heart. I pray this morning that you will say, Lord, come into my heart. Just that simple. Say that with me. Lord, come into my heart. Fill me. Lead me. Show me, Lord. Show me my ways that I can walk with you. Show me, Lord. Lead me. Lord, not me, but you. Not me, not my ideas, but your ideas. Not my opinions, but your opinions, Lord. Help me to be strong to face all the things that I need to face, Lord, to love one another. Lord, give me that spirit to be able to forgive those who come against me. The Lord says, forgive, forgive. We say the Lord's Prayer every day. Forgive us our trespasses as we... Hallelujah. That's what God is called. To love your enemy. Pray for those who come against you. Lift them up to God. Maybe they'll understand. Maybe something will happen in their life that they'll see God. Maybe they'll understand that something they've done to hurt you. But in the meantime, as you're praying to God, God will show you that you need to release all that. Release the anger because it doesn't do you any good. Release the frustration because it doesn't do your body any good. Find that place of peace, and God gives that to you. The peace that surpasses all your understanding comes from who? God. He gives that to you each and every minute of your life so that you can face these situations in a peaceful way, so that you can just relax and have that healing, the healing of the peace, so that you can face those times of trouble. Hallelujah. That's our God. And as children, imagine, I'm just a man. I'm a sinner. I fall short daily. Amen. I don't know if anybody else wants to confess that, but I do. I fall. But I have the audacity to say today to you, as a man, that I am part of the family of God. Who am I to say that? Who am I? What a crazy man I must be to say, Bonnie, that I am part of the family of God. I'm a child of God's. Who are you to say that, Pastor? I will tell you that each and every one of you should say this morning, I am a child of God's. I am part of the family of God. And let me read what it says in the book of Romans for all of us. For you and myself did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but to receive the spirit of, are you ready? Adoption, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. Are you ready? That we are children of God. Who are we?
Children of God.
Who are we?
Children of God.
You are. Hallelujah. And if we're children of God, then we're heirs, and heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, then we may also be glorified together. Brothers and sisters, this morning on Easter Resurrection Sunday, understand, we have God's word. We have Jesus. We belong to God because of what Jesus did for us. Accept him in your heart. Accept that blessing. Ask everybody to receive that. Love one another and share that message, because you are heirs to the kingdom of God. And hallelujah, give God praise and glory in this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I surrender all.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever trust and love him, in his presence daily live.
All to thee, my blessed Savior. We are blessed, brothers and sisters.
We are blessed because we call on God to bless us. We are blessed in this place because we've asked God to bless this place. We've invited God into this house. We praise His name, and He said He inhabits the praise of His people. Oh, how He loves us. He did that once for all of us, to be closer to Him, to be part of His family, to rejoice. Hallelujah. In this day and the days to come, forever and ever and ever. That's a celebration worth celebrating. That's time at church on Sundays with your brothers and sisters. Get to know them. Get to know their names. Share things with them. Share stories with them. Let each other lift each other up. Give good reports. Give good news to one another. Say that you love each other. Reach out. Lift those in need. And just see God work in your life as you let go and let God fill you. See it work in your life, in your family's life, in your children's life. We all have prayers. We all have those needs out there. We all have them. God hears them. God never forgets one prayer. He just calls on us to love one another and love His Son. And just get that fellowship and get in this word. It's so beautiful. This is a gift from God to us. Hallelujah. Give Him praise.
Your intros to song contest.
The Bible calls it the Lord's Supper. We're just going to share in remembrance of what Jesus did for us on that cross, the night He sat with the disciples, and He explained to them what was going to happen. I always say they had no idea what was going to happen. When you read that again, understand that the disciples didn't know what He was talking about when He blessed the bread and broke it, saying, "This is My body being torn for you." And He said to them, "Here, eat and do this in remembrance of Me." But you know, you understand today. So in this church, just accept Him in your heart this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for those in attendance, each heart that's here today, Lord. Humbled as a pastor that they chose to be here, Lord, let our words just reach their hearts too, Lord. And their spirits, Lord. This beautiful home that You blessed us with, let it fill it with Your Spirit, with Your love, with Your words, with Your forgiveness, with Your mercy, Lord. The amazing grace that You bestow to us, Lord. Let us share that with all. Hallelujah. How great the sound to save the wretch like me, that I can be called part of the family of God, heirs to the kingdom of God, simply because I love the Son. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. We have so much to be thankful for this morning. Even when we look at the things we need and the things that we desire, we have so much to be thankful for. You start filling that list in, you'll see. The fact that you're here today is so much to be thankful for. That you woke up this morning and were able to come here today, get dressed and come here today. You got so much to be thankful for. Thank You, Lord. That we can be here today is so much to be thankful for. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. He doesn't forget your prayers. He doesn't forget your needs. But for a moment, He just enjoys your praise and your love. He's not forgetful. Just give Him some of your time. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. He blessed blessed the bread and then he broke it, saying, "This is my body being torn for you." And he said, "Eat this and do this in remembrance of me," in Jesus' name. Father, forgive us for the iniquities of this week, for any thoughts and words that we might have used that were not according to you, Lord, the things, our actions, Lord, just forgive us for any iniquities we might have faced this week, Lord. Cleanse us this morning. Cleanse our heart and our spirit so we can receive the sacrament of your blood, as they told the disciples. As he poured the wine into a cup, he said, "This is my blood being shed for you, according to the book of Matthew, for the remission of your sins." Amazing grace. God's grace. And he said, "Drink and do this in remembrance of him." Cleanse us this morning to receive it, Lord. Thank you, deacons. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the gift of God, Jesus. Where else could you go to find this promise? Who else could you go to find the promises that Jesus has given to us? Where else? Nowhere else. See God's hand moving all around us, always. See the good things in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. You came to God's house this morning to receive his message, receive his love, receive that. Completely and fully receive the amazing grace that he has promised to give you, that your joy may be full. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remember that he loved you before you loved him. He knew you before you knew him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The promise of this resurrection is for all of us. Ever and ever and ever. Where else could you go to get that message? But to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where else could we go except to Jesus? Poured the wine into a cup and he said, "This is my blood being shed for you, for the remission of your sins." We are covered by the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will guide you and lead you. He will guide you and lead you. He will do that work when you follow him and be at peace. There's healing in peace. There's healing in the comfort of the Lord. In your spirit, in your heart, there's healing. To face those trials and tribulations, you do it with peace. and you do it with love. Hallelujah. Give God praise and glory this morning. We have a lot to be thankful for. Hallelujah. How many all have problems? Anybody got any problems? Anybody got any prayers you're looking? Well, God knows all that, but we have a lot to be thankful for that God has blessed us with already. And when you start to see it that way, you stop looking this way, and all of a sudden your day becomes brighter. That's a gift from God. Hallelujah. You should be praising Him all the time. Maybe not with your lips, but in your heart. Elder Pat, amen. You should praise Him in your heart. Hallelujah. Do we have any announcements this morning? Dave, Mary, any announcements? Marilyn? The flowers are in the windows when we dismiss. Each family can take one. If you all take one per family, you enjoy the flowers. Thank you for that gift. See, we're being blessed already. Hallelujah. Isn't that a good thing? I think it's good. Why are blessings so hard to just say, yeah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many are going to go eat later after church? You're going to go somewhere and eat. Isn't that a blessing? Anybody here going to go see family afterwards? Isn't that a blessing? How many blessings you got to see before you say, look, this God is pretty good? Or would God had nothing to do with that? Or was that the parking place that you've been praying for? I was praying for a parking place, and all of a sudden somebody pulled out and said, never mind, God, I got one. Or is it blessings from God? I feel blessed today that you're here. I feel so blessed and humbled and so full of joy that you're here. I pray you all come back. But even more, I pray that you receive something today that changes you, even then when you came in, that when you leave, you feel closer to God. Something inside you has changed. That's what I pray.